This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tuesday's election was a triumph for Missouri's Republicans, with State Attorney General Josh Hawley's election to the U.S. Senate. Some of the results bode well for the GOP's future and provide warning signs for Missouri Democrats. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum and Joe Manis offer their analysis.
Joe, I'll keep things simple. Last night was the surest sign yet that Missouri is a red state and that Democrats are firmly in the political wilderness. I mean, the results just sort of speak for themselves.
No doubt about it. Attorney General Josh Hawley won decisively against Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. He won huge margins in rural and exurban Missouri, places where Democrats need at least a third of the vote and used to get it. There's little question that President Donald Trump's continued popularity in Missouri was decisive in defeating McCaskill.
Hawley decided from an early stage to tie himself to Trump, as evidenced by the president's frequent visits to the state. But he also sought to align himself with Trump's policy positions.
We need somebody who's going to stand for Missouri and be with Missouri, vote for Missouri. Senator McCaskill hasn't heard a thing that people said. We need somebody who will put pro-Constitution judges on the bench like Brett Kavanaugh. We need somebody who will secure our border. We need somebody who will protect the Second Amendment.
One of McCaskill's achievements is that she was able to build a huge vote advantage over Hawley in St. Louis, St. Louis County, and Kansas City. And she campaigned relentlessly in parts of the state where Trump was popular.
I think that I have certainly outworked Josh Hawley in this campaign, and we're going to keep doing that all the way to the tape.
But it wasn't enough. Hawley handed McCaskill the second loss of her long political career.
It wasn't just Hawley who found success on Tuesday. Republicans were able to prevent any Democratic gains in the state House or Senate, which House Speaker Elijah Haar says defies all expectations.
Our goal all along was, you know, not lose more than two or three seats and to come back with the same numbers as we had during the, you know, the 19-point Trump victory of 2 years ago is more than we could have imagined.
One of the few Democratic bright spots was Auditor Nicole Galloway's win over Republican Sandra McDowell. And even though he lost, Democrat Cort Van Ostrand came within 5 points of defeating Congresswoman Ann Wagner, which could be a boon for long-term Democratic prospects in the St. Louis suburbs.
I'm proud to give voice to a lot of folks who frankly have felt ignored by their member of Congress for a long time. But I meant what I said on the stage. I hope to work with Congresswoman Wagner. I want to make sure that folks in this district have their voice heard.
Even with this Democratic malaise, there was evidence that Missouri voters of both parties embraced progressive policies. They approved ballot initiatives, raising the minimum wage, and legalizing medical marijuana. And they approved Clean Missouri, which includes a big overhaul of state legislative redistricting that was backed by St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones, among others.
The rich and the wealthy and the influential control the scene in Jefferson City. And people, ordinary people, don't have a voice. And so Amendment 1 gives a voice back to the people who elected legislators to go to Jeff City to represent their interests.
There's no question that Democrats are hoping Clean Missouri leads to more competitive state legislative districts. But even that victory may be short-lived. That's because Republicans could go back to voters in 2020 to effectively nullify the redistricting changes. They also have the numbers in the legislature to undo the minimum wage increase if they want. Taken all together, Tuesday didn't deliver a lot of Democratic optimism. University of Missouri St. Louis political science professor Anita Mannion noted that Missouri Democrats probably weren't the only ones disappointed by Tuesday's results.
As a progressive person working, you know, you should have some victories today to walk away with. But I think some of those big races, the O'Rourke, the Gillens, the Abrams, the McCaskill didn't go the way they wanted, and I think they're feeling a little deflated.
Still, it may be too soon to shut the door on Democratic hopes forever. After all, Wagner declared after the 2004 election that Missouri was a solid red state. 4 years later, Democrats nearly swept the statewide ticket. I'm Joe Manis.
And I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.